Got a blue-collar couple, both age 62, with $1 million saved for retirement. They'd like to retire together at the end of this year. Do they have enough? Hey, guys. Welcome back to Rise in Retirement. My name is Jet. He's Taco. Financial advisors here at W.A. Smith Financial have another great case for you. We've got Jim and Carol. We've discussed this case. Blue-collar couple, $1 million saved. Like many that we see, they want to retire together at the exact same time, both still working. What sticks out to you about this one?
Yeah, I love Jim and Carol. I love meeting with individuals like this where, number one, they want to retire together so they can start just, you know, jumping into all their hobbies and doing the things that they love together, which is great. But, Jim and Carol, when we look at their case, they've met with two advisory firms prior to coming in to see us.
Yep. They read that that's what they were supposed to do.
That's what they just thought. So You look at Jim and Carol, they've been blue collar. You mentioned that they've been working for the same job for 30 plus years. They know that saving was important, but they're not super savvy when it comes to their investments. They're kind of like, hey, we don't know we're here. Mm-hmm. We're that millionaire next door. What do we do now?
Yeah.
Right.
And we can let the cat out of the bag too, as you'll see when we get through the numbers. They're a massive green light. We talk about red light, yellow light, green light. Can you retire? Is it iffy or are you good? They are a green light all the way. But what's driving their hesitancy is a couple of things that we're going to talk about.
Yeah. They have that retirement vision down. They know what they want to do.
Which is what? What do they want to do?
They want to travel. Okay. They want to travel. And pretty unique situation is Jim's a pilot. They own their own plane, and so they want to do that traveling via their own plane, which is really cool.
I agree.
At the end of the day, so the other thing that I that jumped out to me that I thought was, again, just a great mentality for a blue collar type of person is they have two daughters, but it's basically, hey, if there's money left over, they can have it. They don't want to change their lifestyle, though. They want to make sure that, hey, we've worked our butts off our whole life. We're going to enjoy it. I don't know about you, but, you know, what I see many times with individuals like that, there's going to be money left over.
Yep.
So there's some planning that has to take place there, too. They just don't want to sacrifice their lifestyle to leave it behind. But they're in a great spot. Yeah. With that green light.
Another spot, too, that I think was important to note. One of the reasons why Jim probably hasn't made this decision sooner, hasn't retired sooner. Jim watched his dad in the early 90s roll over a 401k and then subsequently lose a pile of it during the dot-com bubble. And so Jim is gun shy, and he was there with his dad and saw that the pain that caused and the issues that it caused for Jim's dad. So they're cautious, but they're realistic. Jim and Carol, they know that they need to have some growth incorporated, but they prefer safety. They prefer a conservative approach. They don't like losing money. They can't stomach it. So even though Jim and Carol probably know that, hey, based on what we're about to go through, the pension income, the Social Security income, what we want to spend, the plane, the travel, we have enough. We think we can do this. They're not sure when to pull the trigger on some of these things. They don't want to end up like Jim's dad.
Yep.
Let's go through the goals and objectives.
Yeah. I mean, when sitting down with them, we identified that they had about a $7,000 per month income need. Now, that did not include some of the maintenance and the gas and some of the travel to maintain that airplane. So $7,000 kind of took care of their base expenses and necessities, but there's clearly going to be some additional expense for that plane. And I think that's a big reason that they come in, knowing, hey, I think we have enough, so I'll keep going.
Yep.
$7,000 income need. They have a gross pension of almost $4,300 a month, and that's 100% survivorship option. So that's really good if that's what makes
one of
sense.
The things that they're looking for guidance on too is, do we take the survivorship option or do we opt for the higher payout and no survivorship?
Yep. They wanted to retire at the end of this year, which puts them at right around age 63. Social Security benefit at that time would be about $2,800.
Yep.
At that point, again, something they want advice on is, you know, they read, we should start taking it as soon as we get there. So they need some advice on whether that is the best way to do it or should they delay, whatever it may be. And then they have about, you know, $770,000 in a 401k.
Okay.
And we have a lump sum rollover from the employer of about $260,000. So that's where we're kind of getting in that $1 million range.
A little over $1 million. The withdrawal rate on this, if you're just going off of the $7,000 a month, forget about the discretionary spend with the plane and traveling, because there's kind of two ways that they could approach this. You can just go with that $7,000 a month goal and create an income plan based off of the necessities of living. And after the pension, should they take the joint life survivorship option and take Social Security, what we come up with, like 1.7%, they'd only be pulling 1.7% of their portfolio out every year to cover the basics. Now, they can either A, go, we're just going to take one-time distributions to cover the plane expense and the travel expense. And we can, when we talk about buckets, we could have a bucket or two of a design to cover that. Or they could work that monthly expenditure towards the traveling into the $7,000 a month and plan for that on a more regular basis. So there's kind of two paths that they could take.
Yeah. And I'd say either way can work as long as they understand it. And basically we're building out a plan that tells them how to spend their money,
mm-hmm.
And when. And that's the confidence that they're looking for. Because again, you mentioned one of the biggest reasons they're here today is Jim is a little bit scared.
Yep.
Of them making a financial mistake. You know, they've worked hard and they've gotten to where they're at, where they have enough. Can they do it? Yes. You know, but at any given point, a mistake can cause, you know, major complications to your plan. And that's what he saw his dad go through. And that's at the end of the day, that's what they're here for, is to get that comprehensive side of things. It's not just the income. It's not just, hey, we want to see a little bit of growth. It's how do we reduce our taxes? It's all the comprehensive things that we talk about that is not what they did for 30 plus years.
Yep.
At the end of the day,
they worked and saved.
That's
it. Yep.
And so now they need that professional advice, whether their situation looks awesome or not. It does. They need that professional advice to make sure that they don't make mistakes moving forward.
Well, that's what our retirement tune-up financial review does. Jim and Carol came in for a complimentary retirement tune-up financial review. We went through this case with them. They left with us saying, hey, if we do some things proper, we do the right planning, you've got a green light, you guys can do this. You can retire at the end of the year. I mean, they're smiling ear to ear walking out of the office. From here, now the next step is putting the logistics of the case together. So if you're watching this and you've got a retirement scenario that you want us to go through, drop your information in the comments below or reach out to us specifically. Share your information. We'd be happy to do a Rising Retirement case example for you and give you a red light, yellow light, green light. You can also go and sign up for our Ascend 360 Insider weekly email, complimentary, delivered to you on Thursday mornings, chock full of awesome educational material. Check those items out. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, hit that bell notification, and we will see you next time on Rise in Retirement.